Welcome to KBS World Radio, everyone. Thank you for joining us on Books on Demand, a show that introduces a treasure trove of Korean short stories to the global audiences. Today, we will read one of the most beloved short stories, Flying Men by No Yang-geun. I'm your host, Karen Choi, and please stay tuned. Native Indians say that a friend is someone who carries my sorrow on his back. Do you have a friend like that? For the month of May, Books on Demand plans to give you a chance to reminisce about a friend who comforted you when you were having a hard time. Under the title of True Friends and Children's Stories, this series starts off with No Yang-geun's Flying Men.
Myung-gu always had this thought whenever he looked at the mountain standing tall in front of his village. Even the cars that loudly raced down the town's main street wouldn't be able to jump up that Namsan mountain. But then one day, he built a car that he could ride like a horse to scale a tall mountain or swim underwater. Phew, that car is nothing. The one I built can climb up the rocks and cross the valley. What should I name it? Yeah, I'll call it a horse car. It looks like a horse anyway. Myung-gu climbs up on the top of the horse car and starts to rev it up. Vroom, vroom. Myung-gu's horse car starts booming like a tough horse. It pushes through the bushes, jumps over a ditch, and races up Namsan Mountain. Now I can climb to the top of Geungansan Mountain and even Baekdusan Mountain with this. Myung-gu parked his horse car at the summit and looked down at the village. Oh, I forgot. I must eat and go to school. Better get going. But when he came halfway down the mountain, his sleeve got caught in a tree branch, leaving him dangling while the horse car raced away on its own. He tried to untangle his sleeve from the branch but couldn't. Myung-gu, usually not a crybaby, couldn't help himself from breaking down and crying. Myung-gu, wake up. It's time to go to school. Wash up and get dressed.
Myung-gu's mother came to comfort him, and that was when the boy realized that he had been dreaming. That damn tree! Why did it have to appear like that? It made me lose my horse car. He simply hated losing his horse car, albeit it all happened in his dream. You wait and see. I'm going to make something much better than that stupid horse car. Then Myung-gu went to wash his face. The boy washed his face so vigorously that the stuff inside his pocket tumbled out on the floor. Wires, nails, rubber bands, lead bits, bottle caps, pebbles, all sorts of things fell out of his pocket. His mother nagged him to get rid of all the rubbish. I'm not going to throw these away. I need them to make a horse car. Myung-gu's dream was to become a blacksmith because he loved making things. As soon as he finished breakfast, he headed over to Kumsun's house, swinging his lunchbox. Kumsun, are you ready for school? Kumsun's mother told him that she was still having her breakfast. That's okay, ma'am. I'll wait for her.
When she spotted Myung-gu coming into the room, she hid the bowl under the table and quickly wiped away the tears in her eyes before trying to draw his attention away. Seeing this, Geumsun's mother scolded her. Why are you hiding your food? It's not like you stole it. She must have been eating something good but didn't want me to see what. He tried to look under the table but couldn't exactly see what Geumsun had hidden under her skirt. Is that how you're going to go about it? Fine. I won't give you any when I have something good to eat. Peeved, he glanced at the table once again, and then a thought crossed his mind. She was having porridge. He had spotted dry bits of porridge on the table. I shouldn't have come if I'd known that she would be so ashamed. Myung-gu, feeling sorry, stood up. I'll wait for you at Moongi's house. Hurry up and I'll meet you there. Geumsun's mother egged her on as well. She's behaving that way because she doesn't like porridge. Geumseon, finish it up and go to school with Myeonggu. I'll cook you rice once Dad comes home from work.
When she made sure that Myeonggu had gone away, Geumseon took out the bowl from under her skirt. It was watery millet porridge with bits of cabbage leaves. I should have given her my lunch. No, that's enough for only one meal. All right, instead of the horse car, I will make rice tastier than what we are having now. So Myeonggu decides to make delicious rice for his friend. Noyanggun's Flying Men was published in 1936 in the midst of the Japanese colonial period. Here's literary critic Chun So-young to explain more about the time when Noyanggun's published this story.
노양근 작가는 많이 알려진 바가 없어서 소개를 좀 하고 싶은데요. 1930년대에 활발하게 활동했던
Roy-young-gun started writing poems in the 1920s and debuted as a children's book author in the mid-1930s. He was heavily influenced by literary realism. As in this story, he was interested in children living in poverty, which motivated him to describe the environment these children were placed in and their mindsets. A collection of children's stories, which included this one, was published in 1938. At the time, independent activist and Hangul scholar Igor Gro wrote the preface that went, "Working for a person's future is working for the benefit of children. And if you want to rear good children, you have to give them psychological nourishment," implying that Roy-young-gun's story can nourish children emotionally. The young boy's thoughtfulness, depicted in the story, his willingness to care about his friends and coexist with others even in the midst of difficult situations resonates with us all, both children and adults, even to this day.
마음, 이런 것들이 일제 말기 어목한 상황에서 또 지금도 어린이뿐만 아니라 어른에게 큰 울림을 주기 때문일 것입니다.
Myeonggu, Geumseon, and Moongi always went to school together. On their way to school, there was a narrow wooden bridge over a stream. Geumseon feared crossing that bridge, so Myeonggu and Moongi took turns carrying her on their backs. Today was Myeonggu's turn. Moongi had already crossed to the other side, and Myeonggu was taking his time on the bridge with Geumseon clinging to his back. It happened when they were about halfway. Fascinated by the plane flying overhead, Myeonggu looked up, suddenly losing his balance and falling into the water. Having fallen into the cold stream and hurting his ankle on the rocks, Myeonggu became too sick to go to school for a few days. Fortunately, Geumseon didn't get hurt because she fell on top of the boy. But still, Geumseon's mother felt bad for Myeonggu and brought over some medicine. Geumseon and Moongi came to see him every day, and Myeonggu was very grateful for their company. So he started thinking about what he could do for his loyal friends. "I wish I could build a big, sturdy bridge across that stream. No, it would be better if I found a way to leap over it in a single bound." A few days later, and feeling much better, Myeonggu asked Moongi to get him some balloons. He then took out the dolls he used to play when little. That night, Myeonggu woke up his mother.
Something amazing was happening. Myeonggu's two dolls were flying about in the room. "Wow, that's wonderful!" Full-blown balloons were attached to the shoulders on each doll. "This is nothing. It should be able to carry real people. Only then can we fly over to school, even in rainy season, instead of crossing that bridge. How can people fly in the air?" "I can figure that out if I try harder. We don't need a plane. If I think of a way to fly with these balloons, we can fly anywhere like a bird. A horse car cannot even come close." "That sounds good. Why don't you make it so I can fly too? By the way, what is a horse car?" "It's a car that can climb up the mountain, race across the fields, and even to places without roads." "My, where can I see a car like that?" "There aren't any yet. I'm saying that I'm going to invent one." "You have so many things to build. Good for you. Study hard and maybe you can invent such things. Now go back to sleep. Just like birds can fly anywhere with their wings, people should be able to fly. If only they had wings of their own. Then, we could travel to Seoul in a flash and even to a foreign country. Myung-gu couldn't sleep at all that night out of joyful excitement.
Myung-gu was so happy imagining the things he could build. Korean literature professor Bang Min-ho of Seoul National University explains the meaning of Myung-gu's fanciful ideas.
우리가 현재 만들어진 많은 것들이 과거에 상상해 놓은 것들이 많죠.
Lots of things that we use today were imagined in the past, like the aeroplane, which was envisioned by Leonardo da Vinci. And then there is something called a wingsuit, a personal gear that can make a person fly like a rocket. People can now fly in the air like a bird, not by riding in an aeroplane or on an air balloon, but by wearing a wingsuit. Given that many things that Roh Yang-gun had imagined in his story have actually been produced now, it is amazing how powerful imagination in stories can be.
야, 참 동화든 소설이든 공상의 힘, 상상의 힘은 놀랍구나 하는 것을 알 수가 있습니다.
The next day, Myung-gu got well enough to go to school together with Moon-gi and Kim-sun. In his pocket were the dolls and balloons. He didn't tell his friends about the flying men. During recess, children were out playing in the schoolyard. Suddenly, two dolls came flying and circled above their heads.
Look at those flying men! They're flying! Students clapped their hands and shouted in joy. They followed wherever the dolls went and tried to catch them in their hands. The children wondered where they had come from. Then somebody ran towards them shouting, I saw the blacksmith making them fly. What? The blacksmith? When did he have time to invent the flying men? Hasn't he been sick after falling in the water? The children looked around to find Myung-gu. Watching the students while hidden in one corner of the yard, the deeply moved Myung-gu suddenly started to tear up and made up his mind once again. People need food to live on. I should make rice that anybody can have freely.
Myung-gu was gratified to see how his creation made his friends happy. Let's listen to literary critic Chun So-young explain what the author tried to say with this last scene.
작중에서 아이들은 다 어렵게 살고 있지만 자기보다 힘든 처지에 놓여 있는 친구를 먼저
The children in the story all came from poor families, but they really cared for one another. Myung-gu especially was a thoughtful boy. He wanted to become a blacksmith, which indicated that he wanted to better people's lives. Despite the ridicules from those around him, Myung-gu still tried to make a sturdy bridge and free-flowing rice for his friends. You can see how kind-hearted Myung-gu is and how strong his relationship is with Kim-sun and Moon-gi.
먹을 수 있는 쌀 이런 것들을 만들어 내려고 하죠. 명구가 지닌 마음이 얼마나 따뜻한지 이 우정이 얼마나 큰지 짐작해 볼 수 있습니다.
Thank you for tuning in to Books on Demand. This week, we read Flying Men by No Yang-gun. This has been Karen Choi, and please join me again next week.
Hi, everyone. I'm Mark Wilson Che. Here comes brief information on KBS World Radio's daily feature show. On Mondays, KBS World Radio rebroadcasts Korea Panorama 70 Years, which was aired in commemoration of the 50th anniversary of Korea's liberation from the Japanese colonial rule. This program was very much liked by our listeners, so we've decided to rerun it this year. Book lovers shouldn't miss our Tuesday show, Books on Demand, which explores notable literary works of Korea. Featuring literary criticism and book excerpts, this show gives you the chance to discover both classic and modern Korean texts. If you missed the show the first time around, you can also catch a rerun on Saturday. Get updated on what's going on in and around the Korean Peninsula on Korea Today and Tomorrow on Wednesdays. We'll bring you a weekly digest of new developments and issues between South and North Korea to light the latest diplomatic scene surrounding the only divided country of the world. If you are fond of all different kinds of music, listen to Sounds of Korea on Thursday and get a taste of what Korean traditional music is like. This music show is also rerun on Fridays and Sundays. Please tune in to KBS World Radio on 9.770 MHz at 1010 hours UTC for our daily feature programs. If you miss the time or frequency, visit our website at world.kbs.co.kr and click Listen Again on the menu bar at the top of our homepage. Or find our streaming radio on the upper right side of the homepage and click the schedule to check when your feature show is aired. Remember, there are multiple ways of accessing KBS World Radio's various feature programs. Enjoy listening.